Well, next, a new national basketball arena at a cost of 38 million euro. Well, Basketball Ireland confirmed this afternoon that South Dublin County Council has granted planning permission for this project. Professor Seamus Donnelly is chairperson of the Basketball Ireland, and he joins us now. Firstly, Professor, can you explain this development to us? What is it? Is it a redevelopment or is it a new build?
So, Cian, thank you very much. This is a very exciting development for basketball on the island of Ireland. We have a national arena built just over 30 years ago, which has served us very well, but it is showing its age. So we are now completely redeveloping a new arena, doubling its capacity, providing support structures, be it fitness and conditioning, gym, office space, for not just basketball, but for other indoor sports in Ireland, including squash, and badminton and other sports. It's a very exciting time. We're the fastest growing participation sport in Ireland. We're the most diverse 50-50 male-female breakdown, over 25 nationalities. And we wanted a flagship national arena that reflects modern Ireland and basketball in Ireland on these shores.
Well, look, it sounds like a great day for basketball, but what does it mean for basketball and people who play it in Ireland, right down from the youngest children to the oldest adults?
Well, from an international perspective, I coach underage basketball in South Dublin, and the young players look up to our senior national team. And for them to have a proper fitness and conditioning, gymnasium facility, a proper arena that can double the capacity to almost 3,000 people, supporting our national teams. And then we've got a very active schools, cup competition and national competitions for them to come to the arena for their national cups and see a state-of-the-art flagship modern arena with modern facilities. It reflects the growing sport, it reflects basketball, and we're hoping that they'll be very proud of this and will support us going forward.
Well, it's a big price tag, 38 million. Where will you get that money and how soon could this be a reality?
Well, Cian, the financing is obviously a key element, as you highlight. We remain hopeful of government support for this strategically important sports initiative, and we're waiting the results of the large-scale infrastructure fund, which should be we should know about in the next few weeks. The balance of which we are confident that we can raise, and we're hopeful of delivering this arena in the next 2 to 3 years or so.
So that's your time frame, 2 or 3 years, you'll have people playing in it at that stage. You mentioned other sports. What other sports will benefit?
Well, certainly from the Squash Ireland perspective, they'll be interested in utilising the facility and also the potential of them building add-on squash-specific facilities close to the arena. Badminton Ireland also have committed to building facilities in the National Sports Facility at Abbottstown, but they also have committed to using our arena in relation to their national competitions. And it's also available to other indoor sports as well.
Professor Seamus Donnelly, chairperson of Basketball Ireland.